Radio, where it's all about the music.
Thank you. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. We start off this week with the music of The Who, asking, we won't get fooled again, will we? Will we, Jeff? 2008, it's the year of politics, and that's the big question.
Rick, it's not so much a question of will we get fooled again. It's a question of will we let them fool us again. That's the difference.
And so what's your take? Will we let them fool us again? We record this show the day before the whole process starts, the day before the Iowa caucuses, and looks like business as usual to me, Jeff.
Well, we're a bunch of cynical ex-media types, but as I always like to say, we survived Richard Nixon. I think we might be able to survive this mess as well.
Well, you're a lot more hopeful than I am, because the process doesn't look good from the start.
There's a switch. Anybody listening, usually he's the fellow who has to pick me up. Rick is usually Mr. Sunshine and Light and their sweetness and good thoughts. You're right, Rick. Maybe we do have a problem if I'm the fellow who has to be optimistic.
Well, 2008, we hope that everybody else has started off a great new year, but I'm looking at Iowa and I'm not seeing good things so far. So we'll see how it all turns out. But we are starting the show and the year with a special show looking at politics. And, as Jeff has said, we're lefties, we're cynics. So it's time for us to jump right into it with our own little bit about politics.
One of the big news items of the past year concerned the fact that China, which we call Red China, exploded a nuclear bomb, which we called a device. Then Indonesia announced that it was going to have one soon, and proliferation became the word of the day. Here's a song about that. First we got the bomb, and that was good, 'cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, 'cause the balance of power's maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, 'cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Then Indonesia claimed that they were gonna get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right. One for the black and one for the white. Who's next? Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you know who. So Israel's getting tense, wants one in self-defense. The Lord's our shepherd, says the psalm, but just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's next? A Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco. We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Thank you.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. There's a set of music talking about our thoughts about how politics is today in the year 2008. We started off with the music of Tom Lehrer, the satirical music of Tom Lehrer, with Who's Next, talking a little bit about nuclear proliferation. In the middle, Cream with Politician. And in the end, Fiction Plane, new music from Fiction Plane, Running the Country. I hope you heard the couplet to that, Jeff, which was Into the Ground, Into the Ground. I'm sure that is dedicated to the Bush family. And just a note, since we're talking about families, Joe Sumner is the leader of Fiction Plane, he being the son of Gordon Sumner, some know as Sting. And if you listen to that song, I think you hear a little bit of Dad's vocals showing up in Joe's work.
Yeah, but you don't hear any of that reggae, do you?
No, no dub, no reggae, none of that police work showing up in Fiction Plane. And actually, Fiction Plane was opening for the Police this year as they went through their reunion tour. Just a little note for those who follow those things.
And I should add that Fiction Plane is new music here on Ivory Towers, right?
It is, and we do play new music. We started off with a bit of the 70s, late 60s sound in the show, but as usual, we've brought it right up to the present.
Hey, listen, can I put in a plug here for Tom Lehrer?
Please put in a plug for Tom Lehrer.
Tom Lehrer is still alive. To my mind, the funniest Harvard mathematics professor ever. He's been doing this now for literally 50 years, started in the late 50s. Doing satire and humor, and we've played a couple of his bits here on Ivory Towers Radio, most notably the Vatican Rag. But if anybody has a chance, a lot of this stuff is 30 and 40 years old, and it still is just as relevant today as it was when he first wrote it. National Brotherhood Week should make anybody fall down laughing, of course, unless they're actually the people he's poking fun of in the song. But Send in the Marines. Boy, we do that, don't we? But that Tom Lehrer, right, spot on.
It is amazing that his work is still so relevant, even though that's we've played bits from the mid-60s, and they seem to work, history repeating itself, and we know we are the ones who are doomed to repeat it because we seem to forget. And that's why we're playing sets about politics, at least through part of the show this week. Maybe if we play that type of music, people will remember about certain things and certain things going on in the country, especially elections. And we're writing about elections on the blog this week, aren't we, Jeff?
We are. In fact, I'll be sitting down at my keyboard as soon as we have those Iowa precinct caucus results, and I'll probably pontificate on a thing or two, and hopefully I'll probably make some sense, as opposed to most of the people who pontificate.
Well, most folks know, but if they're regular listeners here, but many of the folks who come to the Ivory Towers Underground podcast do not know that we also have the companion blog. And so if you're interested in reading about politics or music, culture, even sports, you can find us at http://ivorytowers, and that's Towers with a Z or a Z, and all one word, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Thank you. Christmas in Fallujah. And I want you to welcome the guy who's singing it. Please welcome another guy from Long Island, Cass Dillon.
It's evening in the desert. I'm tired and I'm cold, but I am just a soldier. I do what I am told. We came with the Crusades.
Christmas in Fallujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, it's Christmas in Fallujah. shore. We can only bow to the here and now in our elemental war. We can only go the way the wind blows. We can only bow to the here and now or be broken down blow by blow.
Wouldn't be the start to a new year without our anti-war set. And there's Rush finishing that one off with The Way the Wind Blows. We started off with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, The Last to Die, and in the middle, Billy Joel and Cass Dillon with a bit of a Christmas leftover, Christmas in Fallujah. But I think that that song works whether you're in the holidays or not, Jeff.
And I think it works whether you're in Fallujah or not, huh, Rick?
Unfortunately so, and unfortunately we're in Fallujah for I'm guessing for at least through 2008 and maybe into 2009, even if the orders come early, those troops are there for, unfortunately, far too long.
Is there something special about that song, Rick, that you wanted to mention?
Well, there is, but before we get to that, I want to mention the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Since we were talking about the blog a few minutes ago, somebody wrote in the blog that they had not heard very much of the E Street Band and didn't know why they were such a big deal. Listen to that song. This is our educational mission this week, Jeff, is to play music, to educate folks about things like the E Street Band, which you and I think no one needs educating on these things, but it's obvious that you got to keep playing it because people still don't get it.
Well, Rick, I just will make one suggestion to that person who commented that way. I suggest they go and legally download a song called Born to Run and then turn it up as loud as the music device you're playing it will go. And if you do not become a Bruce Springsteen fan by a third of the way through the song, then I think you have something seriously wrong with you.
Yeah, it's never happening if you don't like Born to Run. To answer your earlier question,
yes,
there is something special about the Billy Joel and Cass Dillon combination song. That is a Billy Joel tune, but I chopped out the beginning of his intro where he says he feels like he's actually too old to sing that song these days. So he brought in Cass Dillon to do it with him. That is the, all of the money from that song, Christmas in Fallujah, is going to a group that builds homes and adapts homes to wounded veterans, exceptionally injured and wounded veterans who come home and can't walk or need prosthetic devices and those sorts of things. And it's a group called Home for Our Troops. And so if you're interested, please download that song and pay for it, and money for that song will go to that particular group. But if you're interested in making a donation for Homes for Our Troops, you can reach them at www.homesforourtroops.org. One more time, www.homesforourtroops.org, or you can call them and make a donation. Just call 866-7-TROOPS. One more time, 866-7-TROOPS.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
The group is called Shadows Fall, and the cut is Redemption on this week's Metal Shop. Jeff, the Grammys are right around the corner, and if you wondered what metal for the Grammys is, that is one of the songs nominated in the Best Heavy Metal category. So some potentially Grammy-winning metal for you this week.
You know, it's funny, Rick. I was just sitting here talking to Marlo during the song, and he said, "Phil, tell me, was that an Emmy Grammy-nominated metal song?" And I said, "Marlo, I didn't even know the Grammys had a metal nomination or a metal category. How does my dog know more about this than I do, Rick?"
I don't know. I think Marlo is the dog that was posed. Remember those old RCA Victors with looking into the Victrola? Marlo is that dog.
Oh, something like that. Hey, if you have a question, ask Marlo about his taste in music, or if you have a request, because we love to play requests, you can send us an email here at Ivory Towers Radio. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, all one word, @att.net.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
The fastest car and a movie star. All my-
Dictator, I Live for Cars and Girls on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And the Dictators, Rick, probably not a true punk or new wave band. That song is actually from 1975 from their first album called The Dictators Go Girl Crazy. So I think we can call them a proto-punk band.
Call them what you will, but I remember playing them back then and loving them.
That's a great song. And for those of us who kind of always have wondered why the Beach Boys were so popular, I think the Dictators answered that question in their own unique Dictator way.
Can you see the Dictators all loaded up with the surfboards and the woody car?
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, because this made me, I wanted to mention this. They've actually got a record coming out. It'll be out this week, next week. They actually broke up for a little bit in the 90s and then got back together, or as they said, well, we never really broke up, we just didn't play together for a while. But we'll get to that, new music from them later this year, I'm sure.
I'd love to hear it.
And this assumes, of course, that we can solve some of these problems, political problems going on in Washington with the Underground Podcast and Internet Radio.
Well, it's that time to talk about that.
You listen to Internet Radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them Internet Radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
And
Suicide here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from 1998, from a record called Unwritten Law. We started out with The Muffs, Really, Really Happy, the title track from their 2004 album. And in the middle, a band called Bracket, Warren's song Part 19, off a record called Requiem, in which all of the songs are called Warren's song Part Pick One. I really like that Bracket song, Rick.
I like it too, but tell me a little bit about that first group in the set, The Muffs. What can you tell us about The Muffs? Any background on them?
The Muffs have been The Muffs are, I believe, a California band. I may be a little bit off on that. They've been around over the last, 10 years or so. Was there something that in particular that appealed to you, or
the whole song appealed to me? It's got a hook. as wide as I-95, which is an East Coast reference.
It's just, you know, one of those L.A. power pop bands that's kind of been under the radar because, of course, that's the kind of music that doesn't get on the radio anymore.
Well, I guess I should have said a hook as wide as I-5 because that's the interstate that they would be dealing with in L.A.
Exactly. And, yes, I just double-checked, and they have been around for about 10, 15 years, believe it or not.
Just exactly the type of music that you're going to hear right here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And so it's time, Jeff.
It's time, and actually, I have a treat here for our listeners with this next one.
I think this is a treat for everybody.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Leo, the Nick Lowe song, Cruel to Be Kind, here on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio. And, Rick, I picked that song for a number of reasons, one of which is because, you know, I'm a big Nick Lowe fan, and I love Cruel to Be Kind, which, if I'm not mistaken, was Nick's only American Top 40 hit, but also because it was featured in the soundtrack 10 Things I Hate About You, which is an adaptation of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, which I believe was all part of Hollywood's approach to the young people with Shakespeare in the late 90s and early parts of this decade. There was a Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes that was very hip, and there was this.
I think they almost ran out of Shakespeare scripts. They were going through so many and so many remakes, and there were some good ones, actually.
Well, I have to admit, I did not see the Claire Danes version of Romeo and Juliet because I did read an interview with her in which she was really upset they couldn't put a happy ending on it.
Some people just don't get Shakespeare. Some people just don't get our show.
But if you want to get more of our show, you can download all 48 shows.
Indeed, you can.
This one and the previous 47. This is a tough bit for me to do. I always forget how many numbers we have. I have to look at the piece of paper. I have it written down.
That's right. But this week, Jeff, we don't have to tell people because this week
We have an improvement.
We have an improvement. This is our 2008 improvement, so stand by for music on the other side of this cross-promotional announcement.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh, yes. Here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the metal shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowersradio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
There's a sorrow in the wind. Shadows steal the sun, but I cannot look back now. I've come too far to turn around, and there's still a race ahead that I must run. I've come a long, I'll find the thing that I've lost. I've come a long, long road, but still I've got some miles to go. I've got a wide river to cross. I've got a wide river to cross.
Well, it's all right. Well, it's okay. This here love, it's here to stay. Spring day deep in April, beneath a China blue sky, I went and married Rosie in a borrowed suit and a tie. And plates, less than perfect reception. So let me plan to say, well, it's all right. Well, it's okay. This here love, it's here to stay. Hey, it's big love.
Lost for you, I'm to her.
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds, Crash Into Me, new music from a record called Live at Folsom Field here on Ivory Towers Radio. Started out with more new music from LaVon Helm, late of the band, a new solo record called Dirt Farmer, Wide River to Cross. And in the middle, from 1995, Bob and Mike Delavant, the Delavants, Big Love. Rick, the Delavants were from New Jersey. I wasn't sure if you would be able to tell that from the song.
No, you can't tell that. Another great song with a big fat hook in the middle. I have to say that I love Levon Helm's voice. It has even matured more than I didn't think that was possible. But
well, do you know why his voice has matured so much?
Oh, please fill
us in. That would be recovering from throat cancer.
Well, it's amazing that somebody who had that particular problem is singing as well as he is on that particular cut.
And that record, which is pretty brand new, end of last year, I believe, has actually gotten some pretty good reviews. And I'm thinking maybe later this year, if we want to, we can play another cutoff of it. Because, you know, it ain't going to be played on radio.
I think there's a lot of music on this particular show that's new and not getting played on the radio. And so you have to come here to the Underground Podcast to get it. Another great show, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time.